What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Thursday, y'all. Crab Diving Live blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. Well, yeah, okay. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or perhaps thou hast gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Oh.
Ooh, yes.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. And thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go there and buy something through that link, we get a little commission.
We get paid, baby.
Join us on social media during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. On the Twitter.
Yes.
We watch that one. Don't watch the Facebook as much.
The president
and
watches
I'm really
Twitter.
Bad about Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like but the president. On Instagram. Yeah.
The president loves Twitter.
He does.
He really does.
He was unshackled when they went from 140 to 280 characters.
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
I was set free.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Yo! Is there a video that goes with that?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just an audio.
I love Kabuki, man. Kabuki is the best. Someone should do a Kabuki episode of crab diving. We should have a Kabuki person Skype in, and they could Kabuki while we do political Kabuki.
I guess that's all I have to say at the beginning of the show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Strap in, everybody. Join us. I feel like I have to cough, but it's not the COVID.
No shit.
It's the allergies again.
Right. Okay.
Been really pretty fucky the past few days.
Oh, yeah. It's global warming, isn't it?
Sure.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Good fucking point.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And, at the beginning of the show, you started, you know, with your Shakespearean voice a little bit. You threw in some thous. And
oh, thou has gone and done
things
down
of that nature.
Us. Yeah.
And I was like, that's very appropriate because right now it seems like our science is also Shakespearean or something like that.
Sure.
It's very strange. If there's anyone listening locally to the show in the panhandle area of Florida, I took a drive. I ran an errand today. I went to my mom's and I just couldn't help but notice the activity. I mean, we are behaving like the pandemic got better, meaning there's less corona.
Right.
Is there less corona?
There might have been, but there won't be if everyone's out there pretending like ain't nothing going on. Oh, look at this. Second day in a row, total number of cases in Florida went up.
Okay. As opposed to going down.
Right.
And going down is what we want, would make us safer.
The president's own guidelines were 14 consecutive days of the number going down.
We don't have anything like that.
We're not talking about.
We, This, none of this makes sense. What are you making that face about? You just saw something
so bad. Trying to remember how many total cases we had in the county yesterday, but now it's 616.
Yeah. Yes.
With 16 deaths.
Okay.
Here in Escambia County, Florida, in the panhandle.
You know, and I just saw, first of all, since the show started, I've seen two things. I've seen a conversion van going down the street. Painted in camo.
Oh, how did you see it?
Windows blacked out. I have very good vision.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Apparently, yes.
You can see through stealth technology.
Yes, yes. Anyway, I saw that. Who knows what that's about? A blacked out, no window, windows blacked out in
maybe
camo.
They're trying to find us.
Oh, yeah. That's
these
not
commies broadcasting
ooh,
from.
Yeah. Then I just saw some dude like running down the street as fast as he can. And, you know,
clothed?
Well, yeah, but
so less Florida. Yeah.
He was jogging down the street, and it dawned on me the reason no one shot him is because he's white, or that maybe that helped.
Right?
I don't know.
Just so you know,
yes,
the well, one of the headlines is probably going to be about this. It's really kind of chilling. Until we got Bill Barr.
Okay. God, you
it wasn't chilling. It was kind of chilling. But Bill Barr now, we knew that Flynn was probably going to get a pardon. But now to have what happened today was Billy Barr's Justice Department.
Yeah.
In quotes.
Right.
Has decided that I don't have anything to prosecute. We can't find anything. Okay. I can't imagine that we would be able to have a case. They had a case. He pled guilty.
Well, I was about done. To say.
Done and done.
I'm glad you did this story because I don't understand it. I really don't get it.
It's just fucking insanity.
But he pled guilty.
Right.
It's either you look at that headline, you're on LSD, or it's the Onion.
And they held back, by the way. Remember, they held back a number of charges to get him to plead guilty to one tiny little wee charge.
Oh, okay,
and
even that,
and they didn't go after his stupid crotch spawn.
Why? Okay, so. What is the purpose then of that? To send a message to say if you fuck with Trump, his Justice Department will do whatever it wants.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but why do this? Because I mean, I don't know what it would be other than a fuck you. I mean, Mike Flynn is the guy that screamed, lock her up, lock her up. I mean, this is fucking crazy. It has to be a fuck you.
Jerry Nadler in the House said the decision to drop the charges against General Flynn is outrageous. The evidence against General Flynn is overwhelming. He pleaded guilty to lying to investigators. Americans are right to be furious and worried about the continued erosion of our rule of law.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's fucking insane. Erosion, though. Erosion? A guy pleads guilty and then you drop the case. Erosion.
The Justice Department said it's dropping the criminal case against Michael Flynn. Abandoning a prosecution that has become a rallying cry for the president and his supporters in attacking the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. So now anything to do with the Trump-Russia investigation is diminished, they think.
Okay.
Look how they obviously went after Michael Flynn. Is it a dog?
Oh, no, no. It's a human. I thought I saw the you know what, but it was a leaf. So.
Which these are separate issues.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally separate issues.
So.
It doesn't make any sense. I honestly thought I. For some reason, man, I don't know. I saw that headline. I looked at the date because I thought maybe I'm reading something wrong. I mean, I was trying to think. This was in the past. There's nothing. I mean, it's a bizarre headline. He pled guilty.
We already had one high ranking withdrawal. Brandon Van Grack, a Mueller team member, veteran prosecutor, withdrew from the prosecution. Probably a sign of disagreement with the decision. So he's like, he knew it was coming. He's like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Right. Right.
After the Flynn announcement, Trump declared his former aide was an innocent man all along. He accused the Obama administration of targeting Flynn, said, I hope that a big price is going to be paid.
Oh, my God.
He also said, it's treason.
Oh,
it's
my
treason.
Fucking God.
What they did to Mikey Flynn.
That is fucking insane. That's so fucking nuts. It's treason. But the guy, he pled guilty. And like, if I remember the, Michael Flynn is the guy that talked to Kislyak, right?
It was some Russians. Yeah.
And
he
did some blatant shit, right? It's not like he did some blatantly fucked up un-American shit. And even the judge like ripped him a new asshole, didn't he?
And his crazy lunatic Trump sucking batshit conspiracy theory lawyers, and apparently it worked.
Shit,
because now you've got an authoritarian, theocratic
fuckhead,
dickwad in as an attorney general who doesn't seem to like democracy and our system of government and the rule of law.
It's really
doesn't care.
Fucking bad. Hey, I'm gonna. Do you want coffee? I was gonna get coffee because I made it.
Sure. The U.S. attorney reviewing the case formally recommended dropping it. The bar, meanwhile, has increasingly challenged the federal Trump-Russia investigation, saying in a television interview last month that it was started, quote, without any basis. Without any basis. In February, he overruled the decision by prosecutors in the case of Roger Stone, longtime friend and advisor, in favor of a more lenient recommended sentence. I'm sure Stone, any moment now, will be exonerated also and have, or at least pardoned by Trump. Jensen said, this is the Trump whore U.S. attorney, through the course of my review of General Flynn's case, I concluded the proper and just course was to dismiss the case. I briefed Attorney General Barr on my findings, advised him on these conclusions, and he agreed. Of course he agreed, because that was your job when you were put in that spot to buy Barr.
You know,
so one of Barr's hires, a Trump whore,
yes.
A bar whore.
Yes.
Ended up as the U.S. attorney investigating the investigation.
Shit.
And he recommended dropping the charges.
God. You know, it's on my, I don't know how your podcasting app works. By the way, listen to the Crab Diving podcast on the podcasting app or Stitcher or Spotify or crabdiving.com. If I stop a podcast, or if I go to the end of a podcast, it shuffles to another podcast, one I've previously listened to for some fucking reason. And like, I woke up in the middle of the night listening to Chris Hayes talk about how Jeff Bosesh had no choice but to recuse himself.
Right.
And you know, that was just like a couple of years old, I think, or maybe a year and a half old. It's really not that long ago.
No.
And like, I don't know what my point is. It's just, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that Flynn would skate somehow, but like I said, the real chilling part is now that our Justice Department is now a hit squad and for Trump and an exoneration squad. Well, so far an exoneration squad. Well, TBD if it's a hit squad.
If
indictments start coming around for Comey and Ray and all these people, then we know that we've gone full banana republic.
When Jefferson Beauregard Sessions was attorney general, did you think that he would be our worst the worst attorney general, did you think?
Well, probably. I don't know. Yeah, Bill Barr is worse. About Nixon's and stuff like that.
That's a good fucking point. But Barr is worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jeff Bosesh recused himself.
Well, and had at least a rudimentary respect for the system and for the rule of law and for...
As long as you're white.
And for the separation of powers.
Right.
Having been, I think, a senator helped.
Yeah.
Because he was battling presidents for a while.
Right.
As a senator. And then to end up in the executive branch and all of a sudden having a dictator who wants you to be what Bill Barr is, a hitman and a cover-up artist.
What is it?
That's what Bill Barr was for GHWB. Shelby got locked out?
No.
Did she?
She went out?
I think he was the hitman for GHWB.
Sorry, Shelby. I didn't fucking know you went out.
With the whole Iran-Contra thing, right? Didn't he, as Attorney General, his first time around, pull up a couple of folds of fat and stuff, all kinds of stuff and evidence and indictments into a fold never to be seen again?
God, imagine searching that guy. Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's doing now. Yeah. And he sent that audition letter.
I mean, it's like, to me, the thing is, these people are all evil. But these motherfuckers like Barr, they're inept. They're inept and they're evil.
I don't know that Barr is inept. I think he's profoundly corrupt.
Yeah.
Like cartoonishly corrupt.
He's bad. He's very bad.
How many of these Republicans were like these kind of never Trumpers or the Trump curious?
Yeah.
Were like,
that's a term, right?
We're happy that Barr was coming in thinking, oh, this guy's great. You know, he'll put some kind of reins on the president.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be sanity again and things like that. And it's just the utter opposite. Trump got his Roy Cohn. He got his fixer who doesn't care about the rule of law and is going to coddle to the president's conspiracy theories.
Right. God, and then you can't ever forget Bill Barr. He's got like a really, he's the Opus Dei guy, right? With the
trying to push his creepy secret religious society agenda on the fucking nation.
I mean, it's just terrifying. It really is. I meant to not let the dog out. I can't believe she snuck out.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Yay. Good job. Good job. I mean, so what? So is Paul Manafort going to get out? I mean, could Trump just say, hey, I'm pardoning Paul? Why not?
I guess it depends on how much Manafort sang.
I mean, does this give
Cohen won't, because Cohen totally turned on Trump.
But he's out.
Yeah, well, he's going to be getting some big time cash.
Right. For his book.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for me.
That he swears is coming out before the election.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Cohen's a dirtbag and all that shit and did some bad shit, but I'm going to pay him for that book.
Oh, I'll listen to that book.
I will. Yeah.
Crabdiving.com/audible.
Who's going to read that? You think Cohen will read it?
He might himself. He doesn't want to pay anybody. Over at the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Shockingly.
Yes.
Four headlines.
Okay.
Georgia shooting stuns nation.
Drudge gives a fuck.
Video shows black man hunted. No arrests. Outrage intensifies are the four headlines.
I mean, yeah. Hunted. The guy shot him. I mean, it is insanity. The guy was in a pickup truck. Sitting in the bed.
Standing in the bed. Yeah.
Firing
they
down
stopped.
On this guy.
And then you can read the police report. They told the cop, we pulled up alongside of him as he was running. They told the cop that he attacked them.
God, I mean, that is the exact opposite of how I understand it. They hunted him down.
They pulled in front of him, stopped their truck. One of the big fat white racist walruses in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
another one gets out with a shotgun.
And the dad was a cop, right? The dad was a cop.
One, yeah, detective or something like that way back. And then he worked for the, he was an investigator.
Doesn't this make that worse? It makes it worse. So if the dad was a cop and then the son had a relationship.
The dad's the one who started the whole event. The dad was the one who was like, hey, I see this Negro running down the street. I heard there were some burglaries, some Negro committing some burglaries.
So that's
called the son.
Oh my God.
To meet him. And then they went after.
I mean, that's fucking murder.
Ahmaud Arbery. Yeah, it's
fucking and straight first up degree. Murder.
First degree.
They planned it. Hey, come
Bring
out.
Bring the guns. Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy's a law enforcement, was a law enforcement
in
officer.
Georgia.
Yeah. But so he knows. There's no way this motherfucker can say, well, I was making a citizen's arrest.
They weren't counting on that cell phone in that car behind
him. They sure were not.
Because nothing would have happened.
Are they charged?
We would have never heard about this.
But they're in jail, right? And arrested and all that shit right now.
No.
Why not? Because, I mean, it's on video.
That's the problem. That's the outrage.
That's crazy. How is the guy not in fucking jail?
They're sending him they decided to send it to the grand jury. Well, if it was reversed... If a couple of black people pulled over
please.
And shot a white guy that was jogging, would those black guys be out on bail or out? Not even on bail. They weren't arrested.
They wouldn't have had. I mean, it's two levels, right? Because let's just say it's let's say it was white guys. But what if they didn't have a relationship with the fucking cops?
Right.
That's a real sinister element of this. It's like these two people hunted somebody down and shot him. And the cops are coming to that, to their defense. I mean, should they be concerned about the victim and the victim's families? And
they're black.
And these guys.
Did I mention Georgia?
It's a problem when the police are protecting the bad guys.
This is 2 months later.
Holy fuck. 2 months.
Yeah.
I didn't realize 2 months had passed.
No arrests have been made or charges filed in the coastal Glynn County more than 2 months after the killing.
Well, dude.
An outside prosecutor in charge of the case says he wants a grand jury to decide whether criminal charges are warranted.
Yes.
Which won't happen until at least mid-June because Georgia's courts remain closed because of the coronavirus.
Corona. Well, I mean, you can't. I guess you give them a month to get their story straight. To get a defense together?
Attorneys for the Arbery's family say the father and son, who acknowledged in a police report that they grabbed their guns and pursued Arbery in a truck after seeing him run in their neighborhood. They saw him commit no crimes. They had eyewitness testimony of no one seeing him commit a crime.
You know what? Here's what that older guy thought, and probably the son. There's a black guy running through our neighborhood. That bothered them for some reason.
Of course.
There's no way these motherfuckers had the thought, oh yeah, maybe it has something to do with burglaries. Bullshit. They just saw a guy they wanted to kill. And they're racists.
Gregory McMichael told police he and his adult son thought the runner matched the description of someone caught on a security camera committing a recent break-in in the neighborhood. They armed themselves with guns before getting into a truck to pursue him. So, why not call the police?
Yeah. And if these guys are law enforcement or used to be, I would think that if you see someone that might match someone on a surveillance camera, if that's what they're claiming, then wouldn't you want to talk to him and see maybe is that the person on the surveillance camera? Or maybe I should just shoot him.
The cell phone video shows a black man running at a jogging pace on the left side of the road. A truck is parked in the road ahead of him. One man inside the pickup's bed, another standing beside the open driver's door. The runner crosses the road to pass the pickup on the passenger side, then crosses in back of the truck. A gunshot sounds, and the video shows the runner grappling with a man in the street over what appears to be a shotgun or rifle. Second shot can be heard. The runner can be seen punching the man.
Yeah.
Third shot fired at point blank range. The runner staggers a few feet and falls face down.
I mean, the guy went jogging and got murdered
by racist scumbags who are connected and might still get away with it.
There's no way. They cannot get away with this. I mean, that...
Then, you know...
I mean, it's bad. You know what?
Black people are going to light up some cities and, you know...
Well...
Maybe they should.
And this... It's already outrageous. It's already outrageous that these two assholes aren't in jail. Why are they in jail? Why aren't they in jail?
Exactly.
I mean, did you worthless pieces of shit law enforcement in Georgia, did you at least take their fucking guns?
They're saying because of the COVID and the fact that the first two attorneys had to recuse.
Because of the COVID.
The district attorney appointed to oversee the case. The first district attorney, the father used to work for him, so he recused. And the second one, the son worked for like that guy's son's office or something. Yeah,
they're all a big racist family of fucktwits.
It's Hazard County.
Yeah.
It's Boss Hogg and Cletus. And because
of the COVID.
Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane ain't going to drive.
Right.
Ain't going to arrest Boss Hogg.
Yeah.
I saw that comment somewhere.
Oh, God. Well, that's true. And the victim doesn't have to worry about the COVID because the victim's fucking dead because of the fucking COVID. These people are murderers. They shot this guy. This is disgusting.
I guess the FBI is... Georgia law is getting involved. Georgia law says a person can kill in self-defense only if he or she reasonably believes that such force is necessary to prevent death or great bodily injury or to prevent the commission of a forcible felony. The law also says a person who provokes an attack or acts as the aggressor cannot claim self-defense.
Yeah.
There's all the stories that they're telling. They're saying we were going to citizen arrest him. You can't unless you saw him commit a crime.
And
which also, you didn't. Being black and running in your neighborhood racists is not a crime as much as you want it to be.
But I will say this, if it had gone a little differently, and let's say this person disarmed these two assholes and then killed them, you could say that's self-defense.
Oh, 100%.
But they hunted him down with a fucking truck.
Who'd be rotten in jail right now?
Oh, of course. Fucking course.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. And these same white twunts. Could you imagine the weight of the police force would come down on these motherfuckers?
He'd probably be dead because...
Oh, yeah. They would have shot him.
The cops would say that he resisted or something, pulled a gun, and then they'd drop a gun on him and...
Right.
Make sure there's no cameras around.
And to all these people out there that say, hey, you shouldn't accentuate the differences in our society. Talking about racism makes the problem even worse. How could it be worse?
That's racist.
This person is fucking dead.
Those are racists that say that. There's no sane, progressive, woke person who would say, talking about racism makes it bad.
This person is dead because he's black and he was jogging in this neighborhood where these two racist dickbags were lurking. I mean, what was this guy doing in his car, just sitting there waiting for a black person to come by? He could harass or kill.
No, they probably saw a younger black guy in a video in some grainy security video.
Yeah.
Breaking in somewhere. And they said, hey, look, there's a skinny N-word.
Yeah. And you know,
I'll bet that's him. We're going to get him.
God, it's... And if it were him, which it weren't, you don't get to shoot people.
Right.
Imagine that's something you have to tell these white racists.
And if you didn't see it happen, right.
You're not the cops.
Correct.
This idea that, you know, that's crazy. You know, there are a lot of people like this fuckhead, especially like these militia fuckheads and these fuckheads that you see in these like,
go on to a non, you know, don't go on to a sane website, but go over to Breitbart or something, start reading, reading the, comments. Didn't he have a shoplifting charge from 8 years ago?
Didn't he?
That's the same thing with like Trayvon. They try to, you know, Trayvon's murder was justified because, you know, he threw a rock through a window 4 years ago or something like that. That's how these conservatives justify their racism and their violence.
And who is that? What's the name of the rapist who?
Trump?
No, the other one.
Oh.
There's so many. Brock.
Lesnar?
No. Oh, I don't know. Who's the guy that raped the girl in the alley and then left?
Oh, yeah.
And got away Brock with something it. Anybody's white.
Yeah. But the judge said he's got his whole life ahead
right,
of him.
Right. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
We don't want to.
What kind of life was he going to have, by the way?
He was raping a passed out girl in an alley.
Imagine he's got his whole life ahead of him. Jeez.
And for some reason, they have Rosanna Arquette's a tweet of hers in this story. Gregory Michael and his son Travis are murderers. They need to be charged with the cold-blooded, barbaric murder of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery immediately and face the consequences of their despicable, racist, heinous crime.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's Trump's America, man. It's fucking Trump's America.
I'm going to look into it, and I think that they're very good people. And it's unfortunate.
I can see.
It's unfortunate that he morphed into a demon and attacked them like
There's two sides. Both sides? What do you say about Charlottesville? Both sides.
Good people on both sides.
Both sides. Both sides. And the one side ran over someone. I mean, you know, this is Trump's America. This is the people that voted for Trump on some level, they wanted this. Right. This is the America they want. They want an America where dumb fucking white people can. What did these guys think they were? Did they see themselves as vigilantes? These guys that killed the jogger?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they think they're heroes. He might have not done that, but he did. You know, he did something.
Well, MAGA, right up your assholes. You voted for this. If you voted for Trump, you voted for this. This is Trump's America. You voted for this. You voted for a country full of this shit.
Oh, my God. So, did you see the Texas Supreme Court overturned? Texas Supreme Court is trending.
Yes.
Because...
Texas Supreme Court trending is generally not
a great thing. The first tweet I saw this morning, in fact, said... Somebody was saying, I know whenever I see Texas Supreme Court trending, it's going to be something awful.
Yeah.
There was a woman.
Right.
Who was arrested, thrown in jail for opening her salon.
Yes.
And the conservatives are losing their minds. It's the evil authoritarian state taking over and addressing or arresting innocent, hardworking citizens just trying to make a buck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
So the Texas Supreme Court agreed.
Right.
And set her free.
But they arrested her because why? Because she violated. Well, okay. You can't have salons open.
Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther won her freedom thanks to the Texas Supreme Court. Governor Abbott had an assist. The emotional Luther God. Hugged supporter. Okay, blah, 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 blah. The fast-moving sequence of events sprang her from jail, left some local lawyers and state Democrats distressed over state GOP leaders' hasty backpedaling from public health orders.
Right, and what will this do? This will make everyone else want to open up their salon. Or at the very least, not respect, like, social distancing and shit.
It's law and order, Republicans. Critics from the legal profession and Texas's minority political party accused Abbott and other top Republican politicians of advocating selective enforcement that aided a white business owner from far north Dallas, all the while setting a bad precedent.
Oh, my God.
Mandy Garcia, executive director of the Texas Democratic Party, said Greg Abbott dangles political red meat for his base while ignoring his own established guidelines and executive orders.
This is horrible. See, this is, God, This place is going to be a hellscape because of shit like this. I mean, what happens? What happens when we I just don't see how the infection rate isn't going to balloon because everybody's getting close to each other again. And what's going to happen when do we have enough PPE at all our hospitals? Are we ready?
Trump says it's everything's fine.
Oh,
we've
shit.
Got everything everywhere.
Okay.
Even that nurse that yesterday said she still doesn't have enough PPE. Was like, well, that's just you.
Maybe God. Imagine what he says in private if he snapped at her on live television.
Trump attributed her release to Abbott.
Yes.
Although it was her lawyer's victory in obtaining an emergency order from the state Supreme Court.
Right.
Abbott, however, was happy to take credit. Trump said, I was watching the salon order and the salon owner, and she looks so great, so professional, so good. She was talking about her children. She has to feed her children.
Jeez. Well, okay. There you go. She has to feed her children, just like everybody else has to feed their children. But what about the virus? What if she catches the virus trying to feed her children and she's dead? How will she feed her children?
This is the Dallas News, by the way.
Or if she gets sick, you know?
The day began with Luther in jail and Abbott, who'd criticized her jailing, tweaking his coronavirus orders to prohibit confinement. A punishment he'd stressed in all his stay-at-home and closure orders.
So that's how he's trying to get out of it?
He's trying to slither away from his own orders.
He's trying to say it's not about her.
He announced he was eliminating confinement as a punishment for violating the emergency orders and that they would reply retroactively.
But why would you eliminate an option of, I mean, I could see how it would be counterproductive to jail people for violating, you know, social distancing things. But God, if you're opening your salon when you're not supposed to, or let's say you're hosting an event with a fuck ton of people there. God, I mean, you could get so many people sick like this.
The jail spokesman explained their hesitancy to release her, noting she was in jail for contempt of court, not for violating the governor's orders.
Yeah. I mean, God, maybe nobody should be in jail. It's such a bad place for corona.
It says the two Laredo women. Oh, there's two other who were arrested in Laredo. Undercover officer with nail service. Come on.
God damn.
another woman agreed to perform eyelash services outside of her residence.
But damn it. What? Listen to this shit, dude. This is all insane. The curve is going up. Right? It's going up. More cases. Is the curve going up in Texas?
I don't know.
I just don't think people respect this virus. I really don't. And I don't want to get this. Do you want to get this?
So they're going after the judge that decided to throw her in jail because, you know, obviously it's a liberal.
But it was
Democrat,
contempt of
evil
court
Democrat
thing.
Judge.
It was for contempt of court. It wasn't for.
Right.
So how can Abbott say that?
Apparently she had been told to shut down. The court ordered her to shut down. She still didn't shut down. Therefore, she was jailed for contempt of court.
Right. And she's doing something that's harmful to fucking society. She's opening her business that could spread this fucking virus. That's why our government has to give everyone a check every month so they can stay at home. You know, just stop mortgages, stop rent, whatever. Whatever, because it's a fucking virus.
So there you go. That was Texas Supreme Court trending all day.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
You know, freedom.
Is there some sort of, if you're an economist, is there some sort of formula that you have that can calculate loss of life and like how much loss of life affects the economy? You know what I mean? Because it seems like the calculation
we're
going to keep the economy open and the economy can take the hit of how many more people are going to die from this virus and still keep on chugging. Is there some sort of equation that's telling some economist that like we're going to be?
I would assume, yeah. There's all kinds of numbers out there, actuarial tables and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right.
Yesterday, meanwhile, today she's out now, but yesterday, while she was still in jail, the salon apparently was open. And a Dallas salon owner,
yes,
got a surprising show of support yesterday.
Okay.
paying a visit to Salon a la Mode. That's her salon.
That's French for ice cream.
Apparently. To offer her support to the business. With someone who was in Dallas.
Yes.
On their way to visit their daughter in Austin.
Okay.
This person, I'm sure not looking to grandstand and virtue signal at all.
Right. Absolutely, Pat.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Sarah fucking Palin waddled into that salon.
Oh my God.
And there's pictures of her with the thumbs up with all the staff, arms around each other.
Oh my God. So okay.
No masks.
Sarah, what happens when you come down with this virus in a couple of weeks? Okay. If you're around somebody and you catch the coronavirus, how long does it take you?
We don't know.
Shit. I'm just wondering when we're going to start seeing cases go up because we opened the beaches this week.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. And like, how long is it going to take Sarah Palin to get sick or someone around her to get sick? Do people not understand this shit? I mean, I get it that our Republicans are going to, our leadership is going to, because they love business more than anything. So they're going to lie to us and tell us to get back out there. But are human beings not understanding this? Can they not see through this shit?
I think a lot of them are. Yeah, we talked about the stuff going on in Georgia where one guy who ran a, I guess, pretty popular bar after they opened up, he said they literally had two customers all weekend.
Yeah.
And then they were showing pictures of these malls that are all deserted. Nobody's going to the malls. Oh, you know who's going to the malls? The poor clerks making minimum fucking wage.
God.
In retail have to go.
You know,
and put themselves in fucking danger so that Forever 21 can keep its doors open for nobody.
Yeah. I mean, the food court at the mall?
Right.
I mean, that can't be a thing. I'm sorry. Think about it. The food court at the mall. Everybody's sitting at the same fucking tables. It's not open air. I mean, it's AC.
Think of those bathrooms.
Dude, oh, fuck. One time, we don't need to have a podcast about your worst public bathroom stories, but ooh. I saw someone at a
truck stop in Alabama.
Yeah.
That one. But yeah, go ahead.
That was bad. Dude, for some reason, are you familiar with these baby changing stations?
Yeah, the little shelf that comes down.
I don't know why anybody would do this, but this was a mall bathroom, and I wish I could remember which mall, but someone had taking a shit on the baby changing station.
On the baby changing. Absolutely. Well, that's quite an effort.
But then shut it.
I'll say made a little, like a waffle maker kind of a thing.
You know, it's just, you know, the whole feel of the vibe of that bathroom was just quite disgusting. And in a public bathroom, I just can't imagine. A mall public bathroom is just not a thing anybody can do anymore. Public bathrooms. Horrific. Oh, God.
John Fuglesang tweeting, the GOP has covered up more shit than cat litter.
That's funny as shit, man. That's good. God, I saw a picture at Navarre Beach. Some fisherman had caught a giant shark of some sort. A big fucking shark. I was just thinking, God, you're going to go to the beach. There's just coronavirus everywhere. And then out in the water, giant ass sharks. Motherfucker.
Let's see. We've got
this shark too. It looked well fed. Big fat shark. Big fat pucker.
It says regarding Barr's Flynn antics, the only person that can vacate the plea agreement, a court order, is Judge Emmett Sullivan. Let's calm down and see what the judge does. Flynn is not out of the woods yet.
Oh, okay. God.
Under the rules of the criminal procedure, a government motion to dismiss an indictment, even after a guilty plea, requires, quote, leave of the court. So the judge
has to sign. The judge
who wasn't real happy with these people and the whole thing.
So it's just so I understand, the judge that signs off on this has to be the same judge that presided over the case. Wow. Well,
let's not forget Judge Sullivan's words. This is a very serious offense. Arguably, you sold your country out, he said.
Right. You were an
unregistered agent of a foreign country while serving as the national security advisor to the president of the United States.
That's insane, though. That sentence is insane. He was an agent of another country, meaning he was working in the interests of another fucking country while he was our national security advisor. Get the fuck out of here.
Also, from the plea agreement, do you wish to challenge the circumstances on which you were interviewed by the FBI? Flynn, no, Your Honor. I was aware that lying to the FBI was a crime. Judge, do you believe that you were entrapped by the FBI? Flynn, no.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I wasn't entrapped. How do you recant that? That doesn't make any fucking sense. That is like, that's insanity. That's like the scene in Taming of the Shrew, where it's like the sun is up. No, the sun is down, or the sky is blue. I am guilty. Wait, I'm not now. And then, and then they drop the case. I mean, I was going to say, like, what kind of lawyer could fuck that case up? But that's our attorney general. Like, that's.
Right. Well, Trump's attorney general. It's not our attorney general by any stretch of the imagination.
And Michael Flynn is let's be clear. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but he's a motherfucking loser. Oh, look, another white guy jogging down the street. Don't worry, white guy. No one's going to shoot you to death.
Right.
You're fine. You'll be okay.
You'll be okay, Boo Boo Kitty.
I mean, God, that's insane. You're just dropping this case.
This person says, I don't believe the judge will allow the department to drop these charges with prejudice. They might say without prejudice, which would then let Biden's Department of Justice pick up the charges again.
Why? Why? Because it
means you can't go back and look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. This is just a big, giant fuck of cluster.
So if they said without prejudice, that means the guy would go free, and then
they could still look at it.
Yeah. Biden's attorney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They could still look
at it. Kamala, whoever, hopefully. Holy shit.
We shall see.
That's a reason to vote blue, isn't it? We shall see. I mean, you know, other than, you know, you'd have to be mentally ill to not.
Right, right.
My God. Well, that's crazy. I honestly thought it was the onion. That's like, that's the onion or you're on LSD. I mean, that's really insane.
Tell people about our Amazon.
Oh, by the way.
More cream in the coffee.
Thank you. That's not a euphemism. You're actually saying that. He really is going to put cream in the coffee.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, I made that. Okay. Well, I made the coffee too strong. I'm sorry. I got the fucking, it's not Breaking Bad. It's not how they make coffee in Breaking Bad. Do you guys remember that? By the way, if you want to buy the DVDs or the Blu-rays of Breaking Bad, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. I mean, and then I just want to say that the shark I did see, that somebody, I don't know why are you fishermen out there killing sharks? I have no idea, but it's a fat ass shark that showed up at the Gulf. And, you know, you just have to know, if you're going to the beach these days, not only are you contending with corona and lots of corona and more corona than there used to be, there's more corona than there was when we decided all to shelter in place because we were concerned we'd catch it. So now that we're reopening up here in Florida, I just want everybody to understand that there's more corona than there used to be But now we're going back into the corona. And we're going into a beach filled with corona that has...
I took some Advil, too.
Oh, good. That shark was so fucking big, dude. Some dickhead fisherman caught it or something. Which, I don't know. I mean, it's a big fucking shark.
The place is safe.
Well, yes, that's not true. Your home.
Be Best is trending.
Your home. Be Best. That's why you stay home, because you don't need to go to the beach and get coronavirus, and you don't need to go to the beach and get eaten by a fucking shark. You could give that shark coronavirus.
The mission of Be Best is to promote the values of encouragement, kindness, compassion, healthy living, and respect in our children. It remains my belief that these values are the foundation to helping our nation's youth overcome many of the challenges they may face as they are growing up.
Well.
Be Best has three pillars: well-being, online safety, and combating opioid abuse.
Were we allowed to make fun of this? Or
well-being, online safety, and combating opioid abuse.
Well, how's it going?
What a strange...
Well, let's get a status report.
Well, well-being, I'm suggesting, is not doing really spectacularly right now.
Well, what do you mean by that? Define well-being. Is that... I mean, are you including maybe the pandemic's effect on one's well-being? Are you considering that?
CNN says First Lady Melania Trump's Be Best initiative falls short of its goals at the second year mark.
Thank you, CNN. But wait, is CNN... Wait,
did they have goals?
Well, fake news, CNN. Are you considering the positive effect that the tennis pavilion had that was erected in the White House?
I haven't seen it finished yet. So
oh, yes.
Know that.
Finish all over the place.
We don't necessarily know that it's...
Be fucking best, bitches. Wow. Online abuse. I mean, that's all. And then she's talking about children and the well-being of children and challenges children might face. And I just think that, her husband is named in a civil suit for, I think, sexually assaulting a child.
Which got thrown out, but yes.
It did. It got thrown out. Okay.
Or withdrawn.
It got withdrawn.
Yeah.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah. But other than that, her husband has our well-being in mind, I guess. Well, no, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Who is our?
Our well-being. He has our...
People's?
Well, I would say opposite of well-being?
Yeah, not well-being.
Yeah. It's like he's...
Unwell-being.
Yes, right.
Hey, she's a genius, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's here on a genius visa.
Well, if you're a genius, then God damn. Don't you... But wait.
She was one of the top world supermodels, none of which is true.
Right. And so what? I guess. And not to be a dick. But, here's what I don't get. There's no way Melania. Does Melania love her husband? Come on. Not. She doesn't.
Come on.
Does she like him?
Oh, how could she?
Okay. Does she hate him?
I mean, are those my choices?
Yeah.
Then I'm picking
hate, right?
Yeah.
Well, God, Melania, we hate him too. Get him to do something good. Is there a way she could influence her husband to do something that would protect us from the coronavirus?
So yesterday we played a clip of a Q-loon.
Yes.
Anne Vandersteel.
Oh, yeah, this
from
asshole.
The Steel Truth, who said that one of her sources, who's never been wrong before, assured her,
yes,
that Comey, John Brennan, Clapper, and all their minions, Ray and the Lovers,
yes,
would be arrested starting on this past Sunday.
Okay.
Monday and Tuesday, culminating on 5/5, because apparently I don't know what that means.
Right.
Has something to do with QAnon conspiracy theorists. Somewhere, Q tweeted 5-5, and that has them frothing at the crotches.
Excuse me. Not Corona. If you ever bothered going on 8chan, you might know what they're talking about.
So she assured us. Now, we were wondering. We were trying to find out.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, did it happen? I didn't look it up. Did you look this up to see if it happened?
Well, we have a follow-up.
Crap diving follow-up.
Here is Ann Vander Steele.
9!
But I called my source last night about it, and I said, you know, what do you think's going on? And he said, well, he's had somebody, another person that he's connected with, following James Comey for a while. He lives around the block. And he said James Comey was last seen in a supermarket on April 24th, and that was the last.
How creepy is it that a friend of her friend is following James Comey around?
Yeah, that's very fucked up. And then how?
He was last seen on April 24th. So she basically was saying, she's saying, well, you know, we don't have the news that he was arrested, but this guy who follows him around says he hasn't seen him since April 24th.
Are you allowed to follow somebody around?
I don't think it's like illegal.
Yeah.
It could be harassment in some capacity.
And by the way, James.
Stalking.
Do you know? I mean, surely James Comey would be able to pick up the tale from some QAnon blogster idiot. I mean, if James Comey is being followed by somebody associated with this idiot, can't James Comey notice it? And like, God, I mean, he was the head of the FBI. I mean, how do you follow him? He knows how to do that, right? I'm not mistaken to know that the FBI guy,
wherever he's disappeared to, they must be allowing him to tweet.
Okay.
Because he tweeted 2 hours ago.
Right.
James Comey.
Oh.
The DOJ has lost its way, but career people, please stay because America needs you. The country is hungry for honest, competent leadership.
Yeah.
So he's hoping the career people don't just say, fuck this, we're done. We're out of here. Now that Barr has just obviously
flung
the butt cheeks of the Justice Department open to Trump's little mushroom.
Yes. You know, you should cross-stitch that onto a decorator pillow. I want to know, has anyone told James Comey about this? James, you're being followed.
He's been missing for...
I would say, like...
Well, obviously he's not, because...
But if he's being followed, I don't know why.
Well, I would, actually.
It bothers me that a guy that... He was the leader of the FBI. Now, in the FBI, do you learn about how to follow somebody and how to lose a tail? I would assume so. How the fuck is he being followed by some fuckhead blogger? Shouldn't he be able to pick that up? Can't he pick up when someone's following him? Jesus Christ.
James Comey for a while. He lives around the block. And he said James Comey was last seen in a supermarket on April 24th. And that was the last time he was seen in public. His family and his house have been empty since April 24th.
What?
Maybe they're on vacation. Who knows? I don't know. Or
why
maybe the U.S. Marshals have him. Don't know. Maybe he's a cooperating witness. I have no idea.
Maybe the U.S. Marshals have him.
Okay.
Maybe he's a cooperating witness. Maybe he's just on vacation. Maybe he's staying at home in a different home.
Yeah. Or maybe this idiot.
Maybe he went to the country house.
Right. And this idiot is looking around for James Comey online. And somebody took a picture of him in a grocery store, put it on Facebook or some shit. But then it's creepy that this guy would walk by his house to see if he's home.
The house has been empty.
God, you know, if you're, God damn, this guy's the worst neighbor. If you're someone's neighbor and you notice that they've been gone, why would you go out into the press, I say this with air quotes, and say, hey, so-and-so's not home. Why do you announce to people when someone's not home? I mean, that's shitty, right?
Well, he's a Comey hater.
Yeah, but dude, you shouldn't tell the world when your neighbors aren't home, because then somebody's going to break into their fucking house.
Well, I would hope the Comeys have an alarm, maybe, or some.
Do
kind
you
of
think
a,
the Comeys
maybe a ring?
Jesus Christ, they have iRing. God, what a horrible thing that is. Let the cops watch you. Put cop eyeballs on your house.
I saw something recently that the new software is they're going to be taking like random pictures throughout the day, regardless of if they're turned on or not, or something like that. It's really creepy shit.
Why would you want one?
God. Ask our neighbor. She's right. Got one.
Hi, Siri. Why do people get Ring?
Bill Gates, he is not a teacher. Bill Gates is not a doctor. Bill Gates is not a healthcare worker. Bill Gates is certainly not a Christian. Bill Gates is not a patriot. Bill Gates is not a human, even potentially. Bill Gates is a...
Is this Liz Crokin?
Not a human. This is Deanna Lorraine. This is that asshole that's running, that ran and is running again, apparently, against Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, come on.
She got like five votes.
Five votes?
She's out of her fucking mind.
Oh,
she's
a
Trump conspiracy theorist loon.
Oh, my God.
She was the one, we played her last week. She said something really racist-y. Oh, remember she opened up with, I'm not racist, but. Remember we played that clip? I'm not racist, but.
I don't remember her. I honestly thought this was Liz Crokin because the intonation, but I mean, God.
Not a human, even potentially. Bill Gates is a eugenist. A eugenicist, no. He is.
He is.
Bill Gates is not really a normal, everyday, average person. So why the hell is the left pushing him to lead every single aspect of our lives right
now? Are you?
Who?
Are you
citations?
Doing this?
Well, right. That's my point.
I'm citations. I think what it is people hate rich people that donate to good causes and shit like that. Because, you know, these assholes are like, why would they just do something to be good?
Right.
I'm a giant piece of shit. Why aren't you a giant piece of shit? Oh, you're not. Now, that makes me suspect you of being, you know, I don't know. You know what I mean?
All right.
They can't imagine anyone doing anything good. I think that's why you get terms like virtue signaling.
He might not even be human.
That would be amazing, though, if he weren't. I'm just saying. I mean, what if he was what if he's a robot?
I mean, might not even be a human.
These are the people. God, to everyone on Facebook, they keep sharing some YouTube video. Here's my thing. If there's someone saying something mind-blowing about the coronavirus and some vast conspiracy to undercount numbers, well, there is. The government is undercounting numbers or whatever. Don't you think it wouldn't be on just a YouTube video?
And you know what? And now again, this isn't me being racist or anything, but I'm just reporting the facts. If there is truly a discrepancy, if there is truly, I'm not really buying it, but if it's true that the coronavirus is disproportionately affecting Black people and they're apparently getting the coronavirus at a higher rate than white people, then I do have to say this. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm getting reports, from some folks saying that they're seeing a lot of Black folks in their community having parties and barbecues and crawfish boils.
Remember we played that last week?
Yes, yes. Now I remember. I remember you. Crawfish boils. Boy, all these Black people are having these crawfish boils. Jeez, we got to get the cops out there. God, is this Karen?
So Deanna, now going after Bill Gates. He might not even be a human.
Is this someone that you might call a Karen? I've seen that term floating out there.
Sure.
Yeah. The ultimate Karen, though, is Karen Pence.
I guess. Yeah. Karen is the term of, you know, a white person who immediately wants to speak to the manager.
I'm calling the police.
I'm very upset about this.
Welcome to Red Lobster. Shit.
My steak is medium rare instead of rare. I'm very, very upset about this.
Right.
I wish to speak to the manager.
We live in the land of Karens, wouldn't you say? Probably.
A lot of Karens in the United States.
By the way, I would just want to say happy birthday to our congressional representative, Matt Gaetz. Happy birthday, Matt. Oh. You fuckhead.
Awesome.
Vote for Phil Lair.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Matt.
Right. God. Yeah, go vote for Phil Lair.
I am increasingly baffled.
Okay.
By how a certain person is still, first of all, not in jail, but still doing the same moronic thing over and over.
Okay, I don't know who you're talking
getting
about.
Getting caught doing the same moronic thing over and over and just keeps doing the same thing.
Is this a
Jacob fucking Wall?
Oh my God, I was going to guess that. Fuck.
Jacob
I swear to God.
Wall.
Damn it. I wish I would have said that.
Who tried, fuck. Who was caught literally paying people to lie, saying that they were sexually harassed by, well, one was Robert Mueller.
Is he going after Fauci this time?
Another one was Elizabeth Warren. He had somebody that
I don't
was gonna,
remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
we did
yeah.
that story?
Press conference, yeah. They always have these press conferences where the main witness doesn't show up, but somehow is on like a speakerphone.
Yeah.
And really has no idea what's going on half of the time. And they're always a big joke. They have these press conferences in front of whoever, I forget his buddy's name.
Elizabeth Warren.
That works with him all the time.
Yeah.
But the guy, his buddy.
Yeah.
That has been joining him in these circuses. Is the guy that dedicated most of his efforts to proving that Seth Rich
yes.
was killed by Hillary.
Okay.
He was right. the one that famously when was like, well, you know, there's totally a laptop. Seth Rich's laptop has never been seen. And then when he was asked about it, it was like, well, I heard from somebody who heard from somebody who knew somebody who might have seen a laptop
yes.
somewhere in the police locker.
But that's particularly shitty because Seth Rich's family,
Berkman.
Didn't they ask people to stop?
They asked these people to stop, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
They don't care.
But the Elizabeth Warren accusation, damn, I don't remember that. Have you seen, I forget who plays her on Saturday Night Live, but have you seen the Elizabeth Warren impersonation?
Oh, sure, sure.
It's
yeah,
great,
yeah.
But they have to do a sketch where Elizabeth Warren comes on to somebody because I can't imagine. Can you imagine her like?
So, after failing to frame Mueller, Elizabeth Warren,
yes.
I forget, there were a couple others that he's like, oh, we've totally got.
But Bob totally Mueller? Come on.
This person, this is from Reason.
Yes.
Nancy Rommelman.
Okay.
She said, I just finished Sunday morning, second cup of coffee, when an email popped through. Subject line, exposing Jacob Wall and John Berkman. So they're
wow.
at it again.
Jeez.
Here's the letter. Hi, Nancy. I hope you're having a nice weekend. I feel very bad about lying to you and others about Dr. Fauci.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! I guess Fauci and I did not know this story.
I was
going to guess Jacob Wall.
I took it upon myself to call Jacob Wall and John Berkman and record them.
Oh!
Attached. Many thanks. And again, I feel very bad about all this. I apologize to you, the other reporters, and Dr. Fauci. The writer of the email identified herself as Diana Andrade.
Okay.
This person said, I'd never before emailed Andrade, but had spoken with her 10 days earlier. At that time, she alleged that when she was 20 years old in 2014, she was sexually assaulted by Dr. Anthony Fauci.
And this is not true.
it goes on. For those lucky enough to be unfamiliar with the exploits of Wall and Berkman, they're pro-Trump provocateurs who found a niche drumming up fake sexual harassment allegations that end comically badly, including against former FBI Director Robert Mueller.
How are they not in jail?
Who it turns out was serving jury duty the day that the witness testified he committed the assault.
Right.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren,
yes.
The press conference for which took place on Berkman's stoop.
Oh, that was
and the
that one.
Supposed victim was a 24-year-old Marine.
Okay. Jeez, Elizabeth.
My
God, can you imagine? Come here.
So the rollout of their latest smear job was a fiasco.
Yeah.
A series of media alerts announcing press conferences with no start times.
Yeah.
A statement from the victim, in quotes, so breathless it seemed intended to steam up the windows.
Ooh,
I don't know what that
yes.
means.
It was hot. It was very hot.
The
sultry.
Oh my God. He looked rich and powerful, and I love smart men with gray hair. Yeah. He told me all about his fantastic career in medicine. Jeez. So I went upstairs.
Wow, it sounds like a Tennessee Williams play, doesn't it? Damn.
It said she, there was some ineffective hotel bed wrestling, and she managed to flee with her honor intact. He attempted to rape her or something.
Oh, my God.
Now when I see him on TV touted as some kind of hero, I want the nation to know the truth. This is my truth. This is my story.
God, it sounds like a musical. Jeez. God, can you imagine? Imagine you're like, listen, I don't know a fuck ton about Fauci, but so he's a...
Even though journalists know, I'm sure now they can't wait to get on these conference calls and stuff. Nevertheless, several journalists called into a conference call to hear the story.
Yes.
We were treated, however, instead to Jacob Wall and Berkman on the line. This is what they do all the time.
So they say bullshit and then
we've got a witness
hijack it.
And then the witness never shows.
And what do? They just, you know, they put it out as facts. Bullshit. Yeah. Right. I see.
They said that they were on the fly invited to represent the victim.
You know, who would invite, you know, the not to poke holes in their whacked out story, but I'm just trying to think, if I had some big story, something that happened to me, and I wanted someone to represent me while I break the story, I don't know if I'm calling guys that are known for lying.
Well, no, they contacted her.
Oh, they contacted her.
It goes on. We go on to find out that they were paying her.
Okay.
They also tried to dissemble past not being having one verifiable fact or person.
Yeah. Jeez.
They implausibly invoked the name of Kevin Spacey as someone who would speak for their client.
What?
And confirmed to reporters that the original location of the press conference had originally been scheduled at the Chinese embassy. It is all so crazy.
I mean, it sounds like Mad Libs. It sounds like they're like, give me the name of a celebrity, Kevin Spacey. We'll use that. Give me a location. Chinese embassy.
Berkman said the Chinese were kind enough to offer the venue, and there's not a lot of open venues these days.
So
Berkman said he had a contact there. The reporter says it was all beyond absurd.
Yeah.
When the reporters finally stopped laughing, one said, "Can you just tell us that you're pulling a prank here?"
Yeah. I mean, God.
So this email comes.
Yes.
She says, "The reality is that I've known Jacob since 2018. He charmed me into taking money to do this."
Oh, fuck.
Apparently, they were at one point romantically involved.
Yeah. Jeez.
Gosh.
I'm head over heels in love with this dude who is known for lying about the most insane shit, like Elizabeth Warren fucking sexually harassed someone.
She says, "I understand they're trying to get another girl to do it, too. They asked me if I knew anyone that would do it." And then this reporter says she was correct, because the day before I had received another press release from Berkman with a new accusation. Karen Draper.
I see. But what do they get out of this?
A quote, former assistant of Fauci.
Okay.
And it's just, it's a lie.
Yeah. But what do they get? Like, what is Jacob Wall and his stupid fucking brother?
That's the next paragraph. They asked her, what are they doing this for? Yeah. And she said they're interested in one thing, power.
Okay. Well, how does this do that?
But the reporter here says, sure, but how could such buffoonery be perceived as power? Were they so desperate to catch Trump's eye that they would pounce on anyone garnering public adulation, something that Trump is temporarily unable to abide?
Well, that sort of makes sense, I guess. Like, this is a way to say, look at me, daddy, I'm important, love me, and then I did this for you, you know? I did this incredibly stupid thing for you.
The victim said she had not acted nobly, that she had taken money for not acting nobly to try to bring down a man she never met. Disgust with the enterprise made her want Wall and Berkman to admit they'd put her up to it. The deciding factor was to get them on tape.
Yeah. Jeez.
The deciding factor to get them on tape, however, was Wall asking her to provide another girl. Oh,
yeah.
She said, I ignored his inquiry about this, but it led me to feel like I needed to blow the whistle. During the 9-minute, 35-second call, Wall and Berkman do not cover themselves in glory. They hector her when she says she's feeling paranoid and wants reassurance that everything's fine. Wall says, what could be wrong, Diana? You did a good job. You got paid. What's the problem? What seems to be the issue? You're freaking out. You're texting me late at night. What's the issue?
Good God. You got paid.
Berkman said, what's the problem? What's your problem? Tell me what the problem is. What's your problem?
That is not how you talk to the actors that you're working with. There's nothing nothing productive will come from that, you know? This is very strange.
She mentions that she was uncomfortable with the money they gave her. Some guy showing up claiming to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
His face hidden by a cap. She said, is he even a lawyer? I looked him up. Wall said, yeah, he's a real lawyer. He's a good lawyer. And then he bragged about that lawyer's alleged White House connections.
Oh, okay.
Whoever the bag man was delivering the money to her.
Is the White House paying?
It's possible a White House connected lawyer might have hand delivered five figures in cash to Andrade in Los Angeles.
That's like 10 grand.
Yeah. It's also possible Wall made up the whole thing.
Yeah.
But she says she did get the money. Wall and Berkman are clearly eager to imply they are intimate with Team Trump.
Okay. So, is this just like money budgeted out just to create headlines that can be on Breitbart or something?
She proposed to return the cash to them and she proposed to give back the cash and instead receive a wire transfer. Berkman shoots it down. Cash is best. We don't want any records of this nonsense.
You got a record right there. Damn.
She tries to get them on the phone to admit they're trying to bring down a person who in no part deserves it. Berkman says, let me tell you something, Diana. This guy shut the country down. He put 40 million people out of work. In a situation like that, you have to make up whatever you have to make up to stop that train. And that's the way life works, okay?
Well,
that's the way it goes. This is who is in the White House.
Yeah.
These guys are the mindset of the current Republican Party. Look at this.
We got to open up the country no matter what.
And we're going to smear with lies no matter what, whether it's true or not.
And they know.
So tell me that this Tara Reid person, there's not questions about how she suddenly was praising 2 years ago Joe Biden for his, specifically for his work on sexual harassment of women. And then all of a sudden she starts writing love letters to Putin.
Right. I mean,
and then all of a sudden she says she was raped. You have to take it seriously. You have to investigate it. It's just odd.
But what you just said, you can't ignore because
and we have proof here that someone would be willing to take money to put forth some of these horrific accusations.
The thing is, with this election and people wanting to influence this, it's like, to me, the next election coming up.
We're just starting, too.
Dude, it's like it's a road sign saying, if you want to end your country, go this way. Pick Donald Trump again. It's like, we just can't do that.
I just saw some.
We're in such bad shape, man.
Some international body just degraded Hungary, says it's no longer a democracy.
We're them, right? We're on the way.
That's what they want.
We are on the way to that shit. I mean, things like this Michael Flynn thing is so corrupt, right? Like, he pled guilty. He pled guilty to and it wasn't nothing, right? It's very serious charges. Or am I just being a left-wing ninny? He did some bad shit, right? Michael Flynn did bad shit.
How
do you have your national security advisor be an agent of a foreign country while he's your national security advisor? That's
Oh my God. Listen to what Berkman says. Mother Nature has to clean the barn out every so often.
Oh, yes.
How real is it? Who knows? So what if 1% of the population goes? So what if you lose 400,000 people? 200,000 were elderly. Another 200,000 are the bottom of society. You got to clean out the barn. If it's real, it's a positive thing, for God's sake.
This is
who they are. I mean, this Jacob Wall and this Berkman, they sound like cartoon villains.
Right.
Because they are. But they're also exactly what's running the country right now.
And it's disturbing because what they're saying is, you know, it's obviously morally wrong and totally fucking shitty.
Right.
But it's also scientifically wrong. It will get, the virus doesn't give a fuck who you are, right? It doesn't care. It can get rich people. It got President Trump's valet, right? A guy that works right around the fucking guy.
She goes on to argue with them in the tape that she got. Then the men start talking over each other, telling her she readily volunteered. One of the other ones said, "Who cares if you made up a story? Grow up, for Christ's sake."
Yeah. Yeah. God. Who cares? Who cares if you made up a story? God, these guys fucking suck. And again, it's like, the only reason they're doing this is to suck Trump's dick, or maybe they're getting paid. You know,
Jacob told her to use a story of a sexual assault she said she really experienced when she was just out of high school.
Oh, my God.
When she was attacked in a car by a much older man. Just use the same stuff he told her.
How is this legal? How is it legal?
Well, that's my question. How can they... You know, I mean, can he? Obviously, they can sue these assholes, but what are you going to get? Jacob Wall if you look him up, he was at one point for 5 minutes, he was viewed as this wunderkind. It was like this 17-year-old financial genius who was running a hedge fund or something.
Yeah.
Then it turns out that it was a Ponzi scheme.
Right.
And he is literally the youngest person to be banned for life from our stock exchanges.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
I mean,
younger, 17 years old, he's banned for life.
That's crazy. So does that mean like he can't like open up an E-Trade account?
I guess. Yeah.
Because there's lots of scumbags who can, I mean, geez.
And his father is an alleged lawyer who, David Wall, look him up on the Twitter. He's a Fox contributor. And
he works with them
rampant.
I remember us covering one story with Jacob Wall.
The dad covers for him. I don't know that he is directly involved in any of this shit.
I mean, we did the story where
Jacob Wall created a fake advertising firm. Remember? And then put in all fake executives and everything. They were like stock photos and supermodel photos and shit. And then he just gave them titles
and fake names and shit.
And then used that as his reference.
That's hilarious. I'm just thinking of someone actually doing that. They open up some dumb fucking website on GoDaddy.
And remember the phone number was his mom's cell phone.
Yes.
We found out.
I remember that.
And his mother didn't know about it.
That's a fuck up, right? That's kind of a fuck up.
So he had the official company listing as his mother's cell phone.
I guess I don't understand it. Let's say the Trump campaign pays someone, an entity, whoever the fuck they are, some party, to come up with a story where someone got some sexual assault that didn't exist, and then they try to carry through with this smear campaign that's based on nothing. Is the Trump campaign allowed to pay for that? Is that illegal? Is that illegal
I would hope so, but I don't see Jacob Wall in jail and Berkman, and they've done it 3 or 4 times now.
You would think there would be some campaign finance law. There would be something that said, okay, someone, because it sounds like Trump is paying these people. Who's the guy?
Well, that's the thing.
Who's the guy in the baseball hat?
As feeble as they are pulling off these cons, Wall and Berkman appear to appreciate what a powerful motivator shame can be and how it has been used traditionally to keep women quiet. They have refashioned Believe All Women into a tool for their own purposes.
Yeah.
Including in their most recent media alert about the press conference called for this Friday.
Okay.
For the new alleged Fauci victim, Karen Draper.
God.
Berkman wrote in a press release, "This has become a disturbing pattern, and the left-wing media has no interest in letting women speak their truth. I'm hopeful that Karen will be able to tell her story and help bring this troubling series of events to light."
Imagine, dude.
They're going after Fauci, by the way.
Right.
Only because he's doing his job and thinks maybe we shouldn't open up the country because of the COVID.
I mean, let's play this through. Let's say this was believed and Fauci ended up in jail and not helping us battle the coronavirus. How I assume the Jacob Wall coalition, they don't want to catch COVID, right? I mean, they don't, right?
I would assume so. Yeah.
Do we all not want to catch this, or do we all want to catch this? I'm just looking out this window and it's car, bike, bike, car, 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 car. And we're all moving around and we're all doing shit. It's as if, as a society, no one is worried about this.
The latest woman who turned on him and taped him, Andrade, says, "I don't understand how he doesn't get in trouble."
Yeah. I mean, right. And I don't understand, I kind of don't understand why would he do this again? But if Trump's paying him, if the Trump campaign reaches out to Jacob Wall and says, "Hey, will you do this? Here's a bag of money." Then I understand that motivation. They're getting paid and they're evil little assholes. Do you think Trump's paying these guys?
Somebody's paying them. Where is Jacob Wall getting the cash from?
Oh, he worked on Wall Street.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know. Years ago. He didn't save any money from what he did.
He's like 22 now.
He probably had to give back the money, I would assume, from the Ponzi scheme.
Rick Wilson tweeted the story. "Why are these two fuckwit miscreants not in jail?"
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how their new... What's the other video they're doing? They're doing a video about Mike Pence or the Lincoln Project. They said their new video was on Jared.
Jared.
Oh, yeah, my God. Boy, that's a good video.
So there we go. Another one admitting.
And
we have another woman previously who,
right,
when they spoke to her, admitted that they paid her.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see why. Now, if you're an evil little asshole working on the Trump campaign, and they exist solely on fake news flying around Facebook, then I get why they would do this, right? Because the right-wing nut jobs I see on Facebook, this is enough, right? They would post this, and they would say, "Oh, we should look into this. Fauci's a rapist," you know?
Well, and look, they said it. Berkman said it. She's got the tape. Who cares? Look what he did. He put 40 million people out of work.
That's
insane. So who cares if we make up lies about him? That shows... Their Machiavellian evil ends justify the means. We can break laws. We can be unethical. We can be evil.
Because nothing,
as long as we win.
It's nothing more important than serving Trump because they think Trump is going to make this country white.
I guess.
Even a pandemic. If you would have said, "Hey, do you think the Republican Party would turn on Trump if 70,000 people were dead, if they died between February and, what were we, in May? 70,000 people dead? Would the Republican Party leave Donald Trump?" And I would have said yes, I guess. What would you have said?
Yes.
You would have said yes.
Probably.
They have it. I mean, no one, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't see Mitch the Bitch or Lindsey or Louis Gohmert or who are the other, Ted Cruz. I don't see any Republicans calling for Trump to resign.
Oh, no.
Because 70,000 Americans dead. It's not crazy. It's not crazy that our elected officials should be begging him to get the fuck out of there to save some people.
the I'm just looking at some of Rick Wilson's other tweets.
God, yeah, boy.
One guy tweeted, remember, POTUS has 10 times more cash available. He will kick Dementia Joe's ass. Rick Wilson retweeted it and said, weird, they spent millions in the last year and his numbers have moved exactly nowhere.
Right. Yeah. And it's, I just can't believe, I feel like if you ran this empty, sad aluminum can of, you know, Winn-Dixie brand, Walmart brand, sorry, black cherry soda against Donald Trump. And even if this thing was covered in radioactive waste, it would get elected, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't it? 70,000 people dead. And we saw a story. Didn't someone use science and things of that nature to show that 90% of those deaths could be accounted to the fact that Trump golfed in February and went on campaign rallies rather than do anything about this fucking shit, right? You can attribute deaths to Donald Trump's mishandling of this bullshit. How is his approval rating not 0.0?
Fox News host Pete Hegseth is calling for healthy people to have some courage and go get infected.
Why? Because of Sweden? Is that why? Is that why are people saying Sweden?
Did you see somebody, I think it was Walla Walla, Walla Walla, Washington.
Yes.
That health officials in Walla Walla County were getting reports of some of these virus parties where these right wingers are like, fuck it, let's all get together and give each other COVID and we'll have this over with.
You know, it sucks.
Not knowing where the blood clots
see,
are coming
that is
from.
Disgusting.
Not knowing
yes.
where the meningitis
and
is coming
the shitty
from.
Thing about that,
did you
man?
See shit that's happening with kids now they're trying
oh, yeah,
to
the
explain.
Syndrome? The syndrome.
Yeah,
right?
They don't know what's going on with you see, some weird thing with kids.
The country is open. Florida is open. Soon bars will be open. And everybody's going to be going. See, the shitty thing is, even if you're safe, just think about it. You can go to a bar. You can be as safe as you want. You can try to socially distance. But you could spread that shit. And all of a sudden now, what? It becomes more dangerous for people
right.
Scanning our groceries for the healthcare workers. That to you is worth getting a beer. It's some fucking bar. God, stay home. Jesus.
Broadcasting from what appeared to be his home, Pete Hegseth, really just a total Trump cum guzzler.
Yes.
he was on Outnumbered.
Oh, God. That show still exists.
He was the penis wielder on
that show
Outnumbered.
Still exists, though.
Yeah.
We have been doing this show for a while and playing clips from that shit show for a long fucking time.
He weighed in on Trump using the term warriors to describe the American people. Hegseth said he didn't necessarily love the warrior talk.
Oh.
Because he thinks of that word describing guys and gals that risk their life voluntarily to go to the most dangerous places in the world. But he went on to applaud the kind of ethos and that spirit to put freedom before fear. He warned everyone there's a lot of misinformation out there from so-called experts.
Oh. You know...
Now that we're learning more, herd immunity is our friend. Healthy people getting out there, they're going to have to get some courage.
God, please. That.
Oh, he's referencing Sweden's experiment.
Okay.
With allowing most businesses to stay open.
But what's their death rate? It's high.
It's bad.
A lot of people fucking
died. A much higher death rate than the surrounding countries. But also different in that even though the death rate is higher, Swedes are smarter and trust their government more. So the government saying, hey, you know, we're going to leave shit open, but you guys got to practice social distancing. They are more likely and have been more likely to actually practice it
okay.
than the stupid fucking assholes of this country who assume that it's their freedoms.
So this is
and that the evil Democrats right. are trying to force socialism on them.
So Sweden is the guy that takes their dog, their well-trained dog, to walk. And instead of putting the dog on the leash, Sweden carries a leash.
Yes.
That's who they are,
I guess.
And I don't, I mean, you know, and all those people died, though.
Well, yeah, they have a higher death rate than their surrounding countries who were stricter about closing. Shit.
Why is it the argument, then, why didn't they do more to prevent those deaths?
But we also don't know about this herd immunity. We don't know that that you're immune and once you get it.
Okay.
We don't have that data yet. We don't. You can have the antibodies to it and still not be fucking immune.
So like Rand Paul is being a dickhead by not wearing his mask.
By Rand Paul, I mean, fill in the blank.
Because like there seems to be some science, not science, it seems to be this notion floating around there in the ether that by staying indoors, you are weakening your immune system. Is that true?
Possibly a little, sure, if you're inactive and not getting enough exercise and shit.
I mean, is it so true that, is that possibility so, is that such a threat that you should go out there and act like the coronavirus doesn't exist?
No.
Okay, God.
No, and it takes a minute.
That's like saying...
for your arteries to harden.
Again, I'm... yes.
Like, this is not going to happen in a couple of months.
Right. And it's, okay, so again, I'm sorry, a Titanic analogy. That's like saying, I'm on the Titanic, it's sinking, I could get on this lifeboat, but I could sit on that wooden seat and get a splinter, and then I could get an infection and die. So don't get on the boat.
Meanwhile, epidemiologists from Johns Hopkins have laid out just how deadly doing the same thing in our country would be.
Okay.
They wrote, to reach herd immunity for COVID-19, likely 70% or more of the population would need to be immune.
Right.
Without a vaccine, over 200 million Americans would have to be infected before we reach this threshold.
Oh, okay.
Put another way, even if the current pace of COVID-19 pandemic continues here, with over 25,000 confirmed cases each day at this point, it will be well into 2021 before we could reach herd immunity. If current daily death rates continue, that means over 500,000 Americans would be dead of COVID by that time.
Well, you know, Trump must know this. There's no way they don't know that. They know that, and they're fine with it. 500,000? Okay.
Hegseth wrapped up his remarks by telling the government and public health experts to step back so the nation can be fully reopened.
Holy shit!
I think that spirit, too, the American spirit, frankly, is in full supply and ready to go. If some of our experts and some of our leaders would just get out of the way. Experts.
God.
If some of our experts would get out of the way.
You know, I don't like violence. I don't. But this country.
They're drunk on power, he says. It's time to open up. That's my sense.
How do we get smacked out of this? We got to have somebody smack us out of this. Somebody has to hit us on the head. And don't hit anybody. But fuck. I mean, we're. This is stupid.
I think we've been smacked for the past 3.5 years.
But just wake up. Wake up. Wake up. There's no reason to listen to this guy. There's no reason. Why would you want health officials to step back in a pan-fucking-demic? It's a pandemic. It affects your health.
All right.
We don't have a chance. Happy birthday, Matt Gaetz, you fuck.
And one of my jobs has to do with working with the public relations industry,
okay.
Let's say.
Good.
I found this story.
Yes.
This is interesting from one of the trades, okay. The public relations trade magazines.
Right.
The U.S. federal government, they've done PR experts have put together some rankings, PR industry survey. In your view.
Yes.
What have been the most credible sources of public information on COVID.
Okay.
The top one says independent scientific commentators.
Okay.
The second one, government departments and spokespeople. This is worldwide.
Right. Well, this is tough.
But then they talk about the countries.
Okay. Interesting.
The United States federal government has been the least impressive in terms of its response to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to public relations professionals from around the world, while the governments of New Zealand and Germany have impressed them the most.
Wow. Well, that's negative. That's some criticism for us, isn't it? Least impressive.
Survey respondents were evenly distributed by national origin.
Okay.
31% from North America, 24% from Asia, 20% from Europe, 12.5% from the UK. Smaller numbers from Australasia, Latin America, the Middle East, and Africa. They asked PR professionals around the world which government's communication efforts had least impressed them. The United States was the clear number one.
Yes, and you got to figure why, because you can't, if you're thinking about that question, you can't ignore the capacity, like what we could be doing. What we could be doing with our resources.
Right.
It's bananas. There's no reason. There's no reason for any of this shit.
You notice MSNBC has a theme going on. Where's the CDC?
Yeah.
Our CDC used to be, they had a quote from the one guy in a different country who's a health official who said, when this kind of shit, I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
When this kind of shit would happen, all of us would call the CDC in Atlanta because that's the where the world experts are.
Okay.
And now they're saying they're not returning our calls.
The CDC isn't. They don't want to talk.
And the CDC, we just found out last night, has a 17-page list of criteria that they think that this is how we open up the country that Trump has buried. The quote was, it will never see the light of day.
Is that the model? Is that the model they were talking about?
Yes. It will never see the light of day.
God, that is so fucking disturbing.
Our experts in the CDC.
Because it's not a model. There's no model. The model is they want...
I know a lot about models.
Yeah.
yuck.
Yeah, they don't even have to be 18. I mean...
Depends on what country.
Yeah.
Or if you're flying over international waters.
Oh, right. It's just fucked up. The model is we're opening up no matter what, and who fucking cares if there's 500,000 people dead?
The New Zealand received the most votes for the most impressive response to the crisis, just ahead of Germany. Singapore was the only other country to receive more votes other than none.
How?
Well, so New Zealand, Germany, Singapore, and everybody else said nobody had a good response to the COVID.
God. Shit, man. Just thinking about who we see.
The U.S. federal government received 2.8% of the votes for most impressive.
Wow. 2.8. Out of what percentage? 100%?
Yes.
You know, just whatever it would be. Wow. That's sad. We have you know what the good thing is? There's a lot of potential here.
Right. There's room for growth.
There's
only
room for growth. How much worse can it be? Well, 5 million people dead. That's how much worse it could be. What do you think is going to happen? Like, what is your prediction? Do you think we're going to have a second wave? And
sure.
Do you think the healthcare systems in this area will be stressed?
In this area?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think bigger cities, sure. And I think rural America is going to be really fucked.
Well, that's us. We're not
rural, really.
I mean, we're mid-sized. Kind
of yeah.
What about, like, you know.
What are you doing?
In rural America, that's where your meat packers are, right? That's where your meat packers are.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, why don't we, you know what I don't understand?
A friend of mine's dad was a meat packer in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Why aren't we concentrating all our resources on nursing homes and meat packers and prisons? Because if that's where the majority of the cases are coming from, wouldn't you be able to fucking stop the spread if you just turn these meat packing facilities the fuck off?
Well, they were talking to some local Republican, of course, official, where one of these meat packing area explosions are, and of the virus, I mean.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like meat flying everywhere.
Oh, shit.
But
meat explosion.
They said, well, you know, most of our numbers are from this meat packing plant, not from regular people.
Oh, I see. I see.
Chris Hayes talked about this yesterday, and Hayes said, where do these people think the meat packers go when they leave the meat packing plant?
They all go to the same fucking bar.
They go to stores. They go to church.
They go everywhere. They go everywhere.
They
that
are
community.
Regular people.
Yes. There's 6,000 people in one fucking plant, man. I mean,
not like regular people.
And the idea that, like, that letter from Trump, the Trump administration,
from Sonny Perdue, open up or else.
Demanding them to open up, knowing that all that COVID is there. I mean, there's no other choice. There's no other, if you really care
about
stuff.
How's Trump going to get his Happy Meals? He needs that. Those hamburgers, man.
You know, I if a progressive were in charge, they would look at what's happening and their concern would be, holy fuck, how am I going to get this aid and how am I going to get money out to people so they can stay home so we can have a shot to stop this?
Right.
Because the stay at home thing is, that's your Hail Mary, right? I mean, that's your only defense. We don't have a fucking vaccine. We don't have a fucking treatment. So it's it. That's it.
That's what we've got.
Shit.
Going on.
Right.
Y'all.
We're fucked.
Let's see. We've got all kinds of other little headlines.
I wonder if the Grim Reaper has made it to Pensacola Beach yet.
Oh, I don't know.
The real one. I mean, there's a real one there. I mean, it doesn't actually do Grim Reaper shit, but.
Well, killing people and taking them across the River Styx to the afterlife.
Well, killing people, that's what the people at the beach are doing. Not to be a dick.
We've got... we didn't do the story about the NRA. Thoughts and prayers to the NRA.
Oh, shit, guys.
National Rifle Association has laid off dozens of employees.
Oh, fuck.
Canceled its national convention.
Oh.
Scuttling fundraising, membership, and shooting events.
Damn, who is going to look out for the people that make AR-15s?
That normally would be rallying their base in the election year.
How? Would the NRA, is the NRA pro-virus like Trump?
The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members. Think about that. We are held literally hostage at gunpoint by 5 million member organization.
It's insane. It's insane. It makes no, and by the way, not a great organization, an organization with issues, an organization that did some shit with Russia. They got Trump elected
and also corrupt as fuck. Right.
Yeah. They're
sniping at each other now. Wayne LaPierre's $50,000 suits and shit like that. Everybody's investigating everybody now.
Yeah. Wayne LaPierre got in an argument with somebody that was funny. It was very funny.
It wasn't.
He spends a fuck ton of money on Nugent. Clothes. It might have. It's
no,
not.
It wasn't Nugent.
Okay. Some other gun fuck.
So there we go. And our thoughts and prayers again to the to the NRA.
Yes.
I'm so sad.
Good luck, guys.
For them.
Good luck with everything.
Save the NRA.
Oh yes.
I'm sure Trump would be like, I'm signing an executive order for emergency funding Wayne LaPierre needs a new seersucker.
Or maybe somebody that owns the NRA has shit on Trump. Maybe Russia gave the NRA the pee-pee tape. Who knows?
Elizabeth Warren just tweeted, William Barr is not the president's lawyer. He is the country's lawyer. His political interference is blatantly corrupt. He should resign.
Wow. Is this in reference, do you think, the Michael Flynn thing? I agree, Elizabeth.
The Michael Flynn thing.
And I'm sorry that the Wall brothers or whoever tried to slander you. That's insane.
Yeah, with a Marine that she sexually, she was like fucking some 25-year-old Marine.
Come here, sailor.
She was really funny during that whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She did say something like kind of hilarious, didn't she?
Like she was flattered, you know, that they're making up her
right.
Sexual proclivities. That yeah. It includes a 25-year-old Marine. She's like, gee, thanks.
Oh, we fucked up. It should have been Elizabeth Warren, right? It should have been Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, that's pretty.
God damn it.
That makes me sad.
And I would, maybe Biden will make Elizabeth Warren the czar of COVID and, you know, help us get over this
shit.
Oh,
brother, how is this going to go?
Badly.
Former Biden staffer Tara Reid sat down for an interview with Megyn Kelly.
Oh, God, come on. Come on.
Who is not working for anybody.
Well, yeah, yeah.
As far as I know. She's not. She got canned from NBC after her ratings went in the shithole, but after she said some stupid shit. Duh, Megan, you were hired, Megyn Kelly from Fox, who said Santa's white. God damn it!
But she didn't say. Did she say that when she was on NBC? MSNBC?
No, that was Fox. Old. Yeah, but they knew.
But then Trump said she bleeds out her eyeballs or something. Or
she lost favor with the Trump crowd because she asked him the sexual assault questions about. Calling women fat pigs, and that's when right. He said, only Rosie O'Donnell. Which admittedly was fucking hilarious.
Right, right. But by the way, yeah, they bleed out of, I don't know what, maybe their eyeballs or right. Some shit.
Megan bleeding out her nose out of her whatever.
God. What an idiot.
He was upset because she asked him hard-hitting questions.
So now she's interviewing Tara Reid.
Yeah, how do you think that's going to lean?
Well, do you think Tara, you think Megan will ask her about her dealings with Russia? Or?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I won't watch. I'll see.
I'm going to wait for the animated version.
There's a new report out from, who is this from? This is, we didn't talk about this hardly at all, but.
No shit.
This is an amazing story that, again, under any other circumstances,
would be
wall-to-wall coverage.
Right.
This group of American idiots
who
got captured in Venezuela.
What the fuck, man?
Trying to... In a military... Some military coup operation.
Yes.
That they were going to try to overturn Maduro.
Okay.
Captured U.S. mercenary claims they plan to abduct the president of Venezuela.
Okay.
An American mercenary captured after a bungled attempt to topple Nicolas Maduro has claimed he was on a mission to seize control of Venezuela's main airport in order to abduct its leader. He's claiming he was acting under the command of Donald Trump.
Okay, well, was he?
Luke Denman, one of two U.S. citizens seized by Venezuelan security forces this week.
Denman.
After what appears to have been a catastrophically conceived bid to overthrow Maduro by sneaking into the country in a fleet of battered fishing boats.
It sounds like somebody read some Tom Clancy novels.
In a heavily edited video confession broadcast by state broadcaster in Venezuela.
Oh, okay.
Denman said he had flown to Colombia in mid-January, where he was tasked with training Venezuelan combatants near Riojaca, a city 55 miles west of the Venezuelan border.
Jesus.
From then, he claimed the group planned to journey to Caracas to, quote, secure the city. This is like 60 people. And nearby Simon Bolivar International Airport before they would somehow bring down Maduro. The mission was to secure the airport, set up a perimeter, communicate with its tower, and then bring in the planes.
Right.
Including one to put Maduro on and take him back to the United States.
Okay.
He said, I thought I was helping Venezuelans take back control of their country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Would Trump organize this? I mean, you know, I...
He said he was working for Silvercorp, a Florida-based security firm.
God damn.
Run by some former U.S. Special Forces soldier who on Sunday claimed that his 60-man team had launched a daring amphibious raid designed to overthrow Maduro and liberate Venezuela.
I mean, you're not allowed to do that, right? If you're a private American country, are you a company, are you allowed to go over to another country?
Well, I think they frown upon it.
Hire an army, take over an airport, kidnap somebody's president, and then fly him into our country. I don't think that's
legal. So now we don't know if this, you know, if he was coerced. We don't know if, I don't believe a lawyer was present during this interview.
Yeah.
But you know, but Maduro said, quote, Trump is behind all of this. He said they have the contract.
No shit.
Here's the contract. Here's the signatures. A contract for the invasion of Venezuela. A Bay of Pigs style fiasco, he called it.
We have a receipt for the invasion.
Guaido, the opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who, remember, Trump and Pence declared the president.
Right. That's right.
And then nothing happened.
Yeah. Well, maybe this is them trying to make it happen.
Maduro said that Trump subcontracted the disastrous invasion so he could wash his hands of the episode if it went wrong. Well, of course. That's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't
Do you watch any CIA show about when they're in other countries? They always have deniability. You don't wear any uniforms.
Also,
you don't,
like, the people that, you know, that, based on movies I've seen, the people that approach you are kind of unassuming, and it's not like, I mean, it could be anybody posing as the government. I don't know. Wow.
But what a shocker that I think it's more evidence that Trump did it because it's a bunch of idiots who fucked everything up.
You think he did it?
It's a bunch of idiots who fucked everything up. Of course Trump had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Of course Trump hired them.
Why wouldn't they go to like Eric Prince or something like that? A guy that has like a huge organization.
Well, who would take it upon themselves?
I don't know.
Who's financing this?
It's got to.
This is training 60 people in the jungles of fucking Colombia.
You hire one guy to do it. I mean, yeah, it's insane.
What, pay a minimum? Yeah.
Yeah. Entry level.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got to get the fuck out of here. We'll be back tomorrow for Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Find out what he's doing. Go to RatedRComedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Strap in. We'll be back again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
This is what I am. I'm a throwback. Very foolish. The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.